This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every year about this time, the big television networks treat us, the viewing public, to a sneak preview of their fall lineups. New shows, old shows with new stars, shows that won't be with us anymore. Except the whole thing is not really for us. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC rent out glitzy venues. They get their big-name talent on stage, and they try to convince advertisers to part with their money in an annual ritual known as the upfronts. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
The NBC upfronts were this morning, and the forthcoming show State of Affairs got a lot of buzz. Movie star Katherine Heigl plays a top CIA analyst.
Total slob in my personal life, total sniper in my professional one.
So, a well-known actress and a well-established genre, the national security spy thriller. Brad Adgate, the senior vice president of research at Horizon Media, was at the NBC upfronts and says the network brought out the big guns.
Seth Meyers came out, he did a very funny monologue. Jimmy Fallon came out and did a skit.
Once the upfronts have finished later this week, negotiations will begin. Adgate says TV networks are competing for more than $20 billion in ad revenue.
The advertisers meet with the sales representatives of the networks and they negotiate how many commercials they're going to buy. You know, what's the cost going to be?
The spectacle of the upfronts hasn't changed much over the years, but Janine Poggi, who reports on TV for Advertising Age, says advertisers used to start negotiating with networks around Memorial Day and wrap up by the 4th of July. These days, the haggling is dragging on much longer.
It's really because of the TV marketplace in general. We talk about the other digital opportunities that are out there and the ability to shift some money out of TV and into digital.
Digital that has grown so powerful, it now has its own version of the upfronts called the New Fronts, which, featuring Hulu, BuzzFeed, and Maker Studios, among others, took place last month. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.